Yeah, bro. We firing up the island transmitter for you tonight on the Voice of the Freaky. Hang on, it's coming, bro. The Voice of the Freaky. Oh yeah, we got some great tunes for you. Hang on just a few more minutes for the Voice of the Freaky. Get ready, bro, for more music from the Voice of the Freaky. Hang on, bro, just a few more minutes for the Voice of the Freaky on shortwave. Stay tuned, brother. The Voice of the Freaky coming at ya. Bro, get your hula hoops out for the Voice of the Freaky. Get ready, bro. Oh yeah, we're coming right up on the Voice of the Freaky. Right here on the island transmitter, the Voice of the Freaky. The Voice... What are you doing, Torgo? I was just pretending to be Mada Maxwell and doing a parody of Voice of the Tiki, Cherokee. Play the real tune, Torgo. Let's get into this episode of Mystery Science Radio.
Rocket ship, she hunts him all across. you see?
Check me out.
Cruel. I am different.
Hello, my friends. Cherokee Jack welcoming you to another episode of Mystery Science Radio, marginally a tribute to Mystery Science Theater 3000. But on this episode, we're going to be paying tribute to that wonderful long-running science fiction series from the BBC, Doctor Who. Eric Winsome and his orchestra with the theme to Doctor Who, my favorite science fiction television series, which started back in 1963, about 40 years ago, and was broadcast on the BBC through 1989, and it has lived on in new novels and audio adventures ever since. And maybe one day we'll return to that small box we call a television. The Doctor has survived numerous incarnations. As a Time Lord, he can have 13 lives and probably then some. And here's Doctor number 3, John Pertwee, singing for you right here on Mystery Science Radio.
Thank you.
I cross the void beyond the mind, the empty space that circles time. I see where others stumble blind, to seek a truth they never find. Eternal wisdom is my guide. I am the Doctor. Through cosmic waste the TARDIS flies, to taste the secret source of life. A present science can't deny exists within, outside, behind the latitude of human minds. My voyage dissects the course of time. Who knows, you say, but are you right? Who searches deep to find the light that glows so darkly in the night? Toward that point, I guide my flight. As fingers move to end mankind, metallic teeth begin their grind. With sword of truth, I turn to fight the satanic powers of the night. Is your faith before your mind? Know me, am I the Doctor?
You're listening to a tribute to Doctor Who on Mystery Science Radio, and I'm your co-host, Torgo, telling you you can write for a Mystery Science Radio QSL. Just send a reception report that makes sense and is semi-coherent to P.O. Box 69, Elkhorn, Nebraska 68022, United States of America. And now we have queued up on the turntable the March of the Daleks.
Thank you. He has a time machine to travel through the ages, to take a look at history. He simply turns the pages.
He knows the prince of two and kings of two a penny. He never thinks of money, no, although he hasn't any. They all say,
and he may show it. He simply elevates a stone where you want I would throw it.
He's been to yesterday and somehow we all follow. I wonder where we are today or where we'll be tomorrow. They all say, who is Doctor?
Ah, yes. Who is Doctor Who? You might recognize that voice as Frasier Hines, who played Jamie during the Patrick Troughton era of Doctor Who. Cherokee Jack with you here on Mystery Science Radio, and I'm going to tell you how to get your very own Mystery Science Radio QSL by writing to P.O. Box 69, Elkhorn, Nebraska 68022 in the United States of America, where a very nice postman will take care of your letters and send them to us here on the Yellow Submarine.
Thank you.
Well, it's time to fire up the TARDIS, Torgo, and get on out of here.
Okay, Cherokee.
But before we do that, you know, we should leave you with at least a little bit of snippet from something related to Mystery Science Theater 3000, that wonderful television program that lampooned B-movies from the 1950s and so on, and starred our friends Joel, Mike, Crow, Gypsy, Tom, and the whole crew on the Satellite of Love. Without them, our station, our little humble station broadcasting here from the Yellow Submarine, wouldn't exist. So here's something for you from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Hey, a song about the 70s, huh? Groovy!
Yeah, it's always been my favorite decade.
Cool. Rock it, you turkey.
All right. Yeah. Ow. Ow, ow, boogie. Ow. Back in the funky 70s, the party didn't ever stop. Ow. The city of Pompeii was doing all right, but Vesuvius blew her top. Ow, ow, back in the super bad 70s, the Roman Empire still reigned supreme. Emperor Titus came to power, and he finished up the Colosseum.
Servo.
Back in the funkadelic 70s.
Tom, could I just unplug you here?
Hello.
Egyptian wheat. What, who turned off my wall of sound?
That was me, actually. I think we had a little miscommunication.
Yeah.
Well, you said you wanted to hear my song about the 70s,
well,
right?
We thought you meant the 1970s. You know, the decade of today's movie?
That's absurd. I distinctly heard the 70s, period.
Yeah, but, you know, usually when people say the 70s, they don't mean 70 AD to 79 AD. They mean the 1970s.
The 1970s.
Well, how can people just assume that? I mean, why don't they just get off their lazy butts and say 1970s? I mean, I don't know Shinola about the stupid 1970s.
That's just the kind of shorthand. I can't explain it. Why don't you just play one of your other songs, okay?
Oh, calm down. All right.
Calm down.
Here's a little song I penned about the 50s. Do you remember the 50s when Emperor Claudius died? The Apostle Paul traveled to Greece. Oh, no, not again.
Yep. Yeah, no, I'm
afraid. What is wrong
so.
With people? How can they be so sloppy? I mean, why don't we just throw off the damn stupid calendar if nobody's going to use it? I mean,
we'll
geez,
be right back.
Bunch of
I
ninnies
can't,
and feeds,
speak
morons,
for people.
Morons,
just the way
all
people
of you.
Talk.
A little bit of a time travel skit there for all you Doctor Who fans. Well, that's going to wrap it up for Mystery Science Radio. Coming to you over the free waves, the pirate short waves. Long live free radio. Say goodnight, Torgo.
Good night, Torgo.